This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back locked in, man. You know what time it is. Random Order Show, episode 168, man. Yeah. It's your boy, man. Yeah. Jermaine Richards, man. We in here, man. Locked in, man. Listen, B-Baby Trey in the building, man. Big Shuttle Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir. It's your boy.
We hit all the hard-headed topics, man.
Asian ball runs.
We got the worst would you rather from the Discord. NBA All-Star 2024. Ideal mall entrances. Bourbon Street Grill.
Damn.
And of course, oh shit.
That was it.
You know what we like, man. When you get down there in the comments, man, and leave a wholesome one. We like thumbs ups. We like bell clicks. We like wholesome reviews on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, man. Why don't you go on and have a wholesome episode, man.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Bat locked in.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real spiel.
Real spiel. Hold the feel. Yeah.
That part.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back on him. Like training wheels.
For real.
Y'all did the one training wheel?
Yep.
One training wheel?
Yeah. Did you go from 2 to 1?
Nah, yo, you know what I did? I started at the top of my driveway, and I just rolled down the driveway.
For real?
That's how I figured out how to ride a bike.
Yeah. No training wheels.
No training wheels.
I respect it.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah, I went from 2 to 1. I did 3, 2, 1.
2 to 1. So you have one training wheel on the.
Yeah. So nigga just ride like this if I was on
the sideways.
I'm like, Dad, I don't even feel like that.
Anything go wrong, we left.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. It was kind of cool when you're hitting a corner and you're coming out of high speed. So fuck. Nice. Like a bobsled.
Stability. Nice.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But I got it pretty quick. I don't really remember struggling learning how to ride a bike.
Mm. It's pretty amazing. When you sit back and think and shit, it's pretty amazing that we ride bikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just rip it.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Two wheels.
No hands sometimes.
You don't even think about balancing.
Yeah. Not anymore.
No hands.
No hands. But at one point, that's all you could think about was the balance.
Yeah.
Now you like get one foot on, you just do that one push and you out of there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even gotta move the bike. You just stand on it.
Oh, you're standing up and you're just fucking
you're just like a robot and you just calibrate.
Yeah, that's all core. Especially when you move the bike side to side, but your core riding a bike was fucking fun.
Yeah.
Especially doing the little curb thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
It's a good exercise, man.
Yeah.
Very good exercise.
I wanna be able to jump on a bike. Like, have my bike and just
BMX style,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Just a couple in me.
Yeah.
I'm just too afraid of my shins.
They working on a BMX game. Like, you know, like the Matt. What's Matt Hoffman?
Yeah, they working on that.
It's not a Matt Hoffman game. It's another company, but they work like tight shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm on it.
Yeah,
I already have
it. Looks good. Like, they dropped a little footage and shit. Looks good.
Download
I want it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all rollerblade? Y'all know how to rollerblade?
Partially. No, not in a blade.
Yeah, not in blade format.
I can't blade.
Oh, you do the four.
Yeah, I'm old school with it.
Really?
I can't blade.
I can't do the four.
Really?
I've never tried.
I knew that,
but I've never tried crazy enough. Like I did, because
like you can't get rolling.
Yeah, like because so when I so when I was first started hitting scooters up, I didn't know how to skate, so I was like a week out. So I just learned how to skate, but the skates that you naturally really gonna have in the garage are the inline ones.
Yeah.
So I just learned the inline ones in a week. I'm going in only a week, so I'm not finna go fuck with the fours. I'm just gonna go with what I know. And I just always been on that, like, for the years to come. And then one time I tried, let me switch it up and do the fours, and it just felt too weird.
Clunky and shit.
Yeah, I can see that. So I just went back to, I never really like committed to like going in on it. I
feel like it's an ankle thing.
Like with the fours?
With the inline.
Oh, you don't like it?
Nah, I feel like it splits my ankle in half. Like, so it's like.
Yeah, dude. My ankle's definitely hurting after the session, for sure.
The fours, I'm on my shoe.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. The inlines be big too and shit. Mm-hmm. With the extra back piece and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever like trip over the skate meet?
Nah, I just, that's how you break.
Yeah. The big old break in the back.
Yeah, the big old break in the back. Yeah.
I hit it from the front.
Yeah.
That's on the fours, yeah, right? Yeah, on the front. Fours. And that's, that works. You don't feel like you're about to like.
Yeah, no. I picked up on it still.
It works as you drag your back leg. You drag the brake on your back leg while your left leg just stays
forward.
There. It's forward, yeah.
And oh, is it only down. On one side or on both skates?
It's on both skates, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could just start like Michael Jackson. Yeah, you know niggas be like, they Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Just don't do it and then move it. But some niggas be skating and then fucking run on the brakes.
Yeah.
Them niggas is
they
serious.
They different.
Those are niggas there every Saturday.
Yeah.
They in there.
Like, bro, this is their job.
To the funky 70s music.
Yeah. Jeans tied up with a black belt tight.
Yeah.
And niggas in there with a wife beater. Just sweating.
Is it a Dash that's like a rollerblader?
Yeah.
He like really be on that shit, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's that nigga, man.
His dad is ill too.
His dad is
ill. That was a spot. We used to go like every single Saturday.
Is his brother ill too?
Yeah.
Like I just was like born with wheels on his feet. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen him out. I feel like I've seen him at scooters going crazy. For some reason, they built a roller rink in Bramley City Center.
I heard. Yeah, I was like, bro, when?
Don't know
I
why.
Get the email
it's right. big?
It's. Yeah. It's about the same size as scooters, like the rink, anyways.
That's a big rink.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a big.
But it don't look good in there. Like it don't. They need some more LED lights in there or something.
Roller skate in Brampton, Sousa. Oh, Sousa.
It sounds like native, I think, or something like that.
Sousa.
Bro, where's the gallery?
Oh, it's not open yet. Open soon.
No, it's open.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I might have to go over there and get on them fours, man. I'm gonna lie to you, man. I want to see if I can really do it.
You go to Bramley City Center like that?
Not like that. No.
You ever go to Bourbon Chicken? When's the last time you've been to Bourbon Chicken?
Definitely not in 2024, but in 2023.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good, man.
They still got it?
Yeah, they still got it. Yeah.
They got that barbecue shit.
Still be a line, yep.
The creamy shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know if I've ever done
the coconut shrimp.
It's there. I haven't had it.
Jambalaya rice?
I do the noodles. Still there? But the rice is still there, though. I do the noodles.
You do the creamy garlic broccoli?
Yes, with the mix. The mix, right?
And the bang bang chicken?
And the bang bang chicken, yeah. I do bourbon chicken or bang bang. Or I do, they got like the sweet chicken.
The barbecue. I do the barbecue chicken, broccoli, bourbon chicken on my jambalaya rice.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So yeah,
you going $15.99?
Yeah, $15.99.
I do the three. I'm going $10.99.
I do
three meats.
I do the three, bro.
Three meats, two veg. Yeah.
I drove here, bro.
Bro, sometimes I was like, I don't know how you're gonna close this.
Yeah,
but it's crazy that you could like put this much food in here.
Yeah,
like I'm allowed to do this.
Nah, for sure.
Side bourbon Caesar salad.
Bro. Yeah, I ain't never did the Caesar salad.
Gold.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Put the chicken into
the salad. If bourbon chicken wasn't in the mall, I'd have 50,000 points.
What that mean?
Like if I had a point system and it was a standalone store.
If it wasn't in the mall?
Yeah.
I'm not connecting.
I just hate going in the mall.
Oh.
I don't like a mall.
Yeah, no, I go to the mall very like for something.
I feel like you a mall rat, bro.
No. You definitely used to be.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
No, not like I'm talking about like I call you and you're like, I'm not square one.
No.
When's the last time you
I don't even answer my phone at the mall. I'll get you when I get back.
You're lying.
When's the last time you got square one? All right. How many times did you go square one last year?
Last year, maybe five.
Yeah, if you could count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Five.
I was there for the Apple Store last. That was in December.
What about 2022?
Yeah. What the hell?
You right. I'll tell you. But like, I feel like
but not a lot, though. I don't go to the mall a lot.
I apologize.
Yeah,
I went to square one. You know what? I went to Scroll One the other day, and I was pissed off.
Really?
Because I hadn't been there in so long. So
nothing was familiar.
I hadn't been there in so long, and now the time that I'm going there, it was like, I don't want to say against my will, but I would have never had to go on back to Square One type of thing. Where
so
it's
what
just
you
like,
for? Can you say that?
Okay. Yeah, nah, that's some shit, really. I'm going to get a suit.
Gotcha.
But, it's just, you know, like I'm going to go to my places. Like, even when I've got to go to Apple, I know which Apple to go to. So I'm like, okay, I don't have to go to Eaton Center. It's too hard to navigate. Like, sure way, you can park on the outside so you get in, get out. Like,
They need an Apple door, by the way.
You
need an Apple door.
That would be crazy. Yeah.
Or just a standalone Apple store like New York. I loved it.
Yeah.
go inside.
Do they have those like anywhere in Canada?
No,
I think it's always in a mall.
Always in a mall.
Yeah.
You can go to like the Apple retail official sellers or whatever.
Jump Plus, and shit.
Jump Plus, yeah. But it's still not dumb.
It don't feel the same, man.
They got on a red shirt.
I like bought something from Jump Plus and they telling me like I can't bring it back and shit like that. I'm like, what you mean?
Hey, bro, Steve,
I'm about to jump out of here, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Yeah, but nah, so my point being is that I don't really like going to the mall. So the time I had to go to mall, I'm like, damn, bro, like my streak's ruined. Cause I wasn't there for so long. But the one thing I'm upset about is I can't get bourbon chicken no more.
So what, are you just anti mall? Like you just anti mall?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Just too much. It's a mess. It's a maze. Fucking kids.
Word.
It's crowded.
Yeah. Hot.
I feel like everyone's in a bad mood in a mall, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
I mean,
but I enjoy malls in other cities.
Hmm.
I ain't seen it before. I'm like, oh, nice mall, bro. I know it's in every single mall, and we're just like, I'm not buying nothing in the mall. There's nothing in there for me, so why am I there?
Yeah, that's why I don't go to the mall, because I don't really shop like in the mall. I don't really.
Bro, it's for the ladies, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't want to go in there, spend money I don't really need to spend. You know?
Yeah. Shit. But you, oh, never mind. Yeah. Because you'd go there for literally Apple.
Yeah. Best Buy.
I'd be sleeping on Simon's. Simon's, you go get some drip.
But they got a Simon's door.
They got Simon's
door. I'm at
Simon's gang. Yeah, for real. For real.
Where you at, Simon's?
For
real. Real talk.
It's not where. Oh, I square one.
Simon's door. That's real talk.
Simon's got drip, man. Yeah. For real. But
yeah, man. Fuck, a door is good, man.
Bro, if there was a door to bourbon chicken,
yeah.
This is a bourbon chicken handle.
They got a door somewhere. There's an entrance.
I'm getting two combo number threes.
Word.
For real.
Word.
I tip a nigga for real to go get bourbon chicken in the mall for me. That's a different type of love, respect, because I know you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bro, I really love bourbon chicken.
I don't even
bro.
Think you
like,
can Uber that.
You
can
can't.
You, well, can you like, what is it, TaskRabbit?
TaskRabbit.
Can you do that on Uber?
That's a tab? No.
Oh, okay. No. You can't tell a nigga, yo.
Yo, just come in. Come in for a second.
Hey,
I gotta holler at you.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
Do me a favor.
Because I didn't see y'all like send a hard drive and shit in an Uber, so I thought.
Yeah, but even those guys were like a little bit. At the time, it was like they're shaky about it. Well, you're not coming? No, just go.
Brother, what are you press? Nigga, I'm in the car, bro.
But now you can do it. Now it's like a button.
Okay, so, okay.
Uber sure. object.
So could I be like.
Parcel.
Uber to bourbon.
But
then you're Uber Eats. Then they're going to, you find a loophole through Uber Eats.
Because I don't know if it's bourbon chicken or Uber Eats. I don't think it is.
Bro, you'd have to put it in Uber to say, drop off a parcel for me, but say, in the instructions, put the car in park.
You trying to send your driver in a mall?
Go downstairs, bro.
You got to stay on wheels. You got to be on wheels.
Okay, say that. All right, I think I understand why there's holes in the plan. I see. Okay, for sure.
But if that's a service you're offering, like, yo, me and my partner, we're a two-team, tag-team service, where we'll get out, one of us will run there and get what you need.
Tight shit.
We fill the gap.
You feel the gap.
Yeah, that Uber leaves.
That'd be
Uber
crazy.
Leaves.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, man. Because
it's true, man. It do be like, if you, I've never gone to the mall strictly for food.
That's the, yeah.
Like, not, I'm, no, no, yeah, no, 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 no. I'm saying, like, in my, like, adult life, like, 25 plus, like, in the past 10, 15, I really.
Bourbon chicken.
Yeah, we went to Square One. We're like, yo, we're going in, bro.
Yeah.
We're going in, bro.
It was a busy day too, but we just knew what we needed, man.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. That was cool. It was
and
cool, bro.
When we're at Dalhousie, we walked over to Eaton Center, went straight downstairs like mole rats.
That's a
bro,
different.
Eaton Center is crazy, bro. You never know what you're getting.
But it walking distance Center. From where y'all live.
Dundas Square, bro.
The distance isn't the problem. It's the not, actual mall.
Right.
And that was a.
Heard you.
And that's probably the. Like, you never know what you're getting at Eaton Center.
And we're walking by Dundas Swin Center. Yeah. It's a swinner.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what type of niggas we got to walk by. Like on that walk, it's the shortest walk, but it's the craziest one. Much can happen. You walk even behind Ryerson, bro. It's fucking needles all in that alley. I was like, bro,
hey, man, where you going, man?
And I'm just going to get bourbon chicken. I feel bad now, like, bro.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was the last time I was in the mall. Maybe no, well, Eaton Center for bourbon chicken.
For me, it's like I'm copping a shirt and bourbon. you know?
A shirt and bourbon.
A shirt and bourbon.
Well, if I'm in there,
shirt first.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, shirt first.
Cap, I go to the mall for Best Buy a lot, but Best Buy, they be having their own door.
They got a Best Buy door.
If a nigga got a door, I'm going
to
use it.
Oh, man, that's an entrance to me, man. Yeah. I don't even go to the mall. I go to Best Buy first.
Yeah.
And then
even
I
if I got to walk in, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We're walking through Best Buy.
Yeah, I'm not going through the city entrance. Like, fuck that. Hell, nah.
I hate Eaton Center's Best Buy because it's like someone has to park and then drive around because, you know, because they have their own door, but it's
but
parking.
But that's downtown, though. That's
for real.
That's downtown, man.
Okay. Have your own door so I can be in there. No, that's my last say. But I don't know why Bourbon Chicken doesn't expand. Like, they're not. They're up.
That's a good question, yeah.
What?
Who?
What culture is this?
Bourbon. It's Louisiana.
So it's a fusion.
Right? I'm pretty sure it's like...
It's
like
always Asians there. So it always, it's always Asian serving. So I'd be thinking it's like a...
Bourbon Street.
But I think it's fusion, man. I don't think it's just straight Louisiana.
Don't they
do like the boils and shit? Like fish? Don't they mainly fish?
What ethnicity is Bourbon? Yeah, it's just Louisiana. Cajun and Creole.
Damn.
Really?
So I always knew that, but I was always thrown off by the Asians that was always serving that shit. Because I'm like, bro, what y'all got to do with this?
We had a bond with them, too.
Oof, man, they're so happy to see us every time. Bro, look at this.
Bro, we came, they didn't care about the food.
Yeah.
Hey, you're so big.
What? that's why.
Bang, bang.
Oh, yeah. Bang, bang. Shrimp, bro. And she, it'd be bad because we're in a line. It's one person clears out, and you know they're going to be next to you saying their order again. Yeah. I'm like, holy fuck.
Mama, same day.
Yeah.
Like,
bro, it was a good dinner. Gosh, bro, there are times you just go there and pick up pounds of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't worry about
that. I might have to bring out a bourbon chicken, man. Fuck.
Yeah, bro.
I'll be outside.
It's all in the mall. Where's 25 the West Mall? That's...
The West Mall.
That's around here. That's right. I might be at the Sheridan. And not all bourbons.
Not all bourbons are equal. Gas. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is. You can go in the Sherway. That one.
Mm. But you don't know about their bourbon.
Their bourbon is not. Nah.
Because who had a bad bourbon? Sharper's World.
Oh, this
dirty bourbon. I've never eaten in the Shoppers World food court.
Yeah, you shouldn't open a box of food anywhere in that establishment.
No, man.
Cinnabon is probably the only thing I've eaten in Shoppers World.
Yeah, that's what
that's the greatest thing that mall has going for it.
Facts. Cinnabons and suits.
Cheap suits, bro. You need a dusty suit. You can run by Shoppers World, Brampton, Ontario. Yeah.
What was the store that you used to just walk through the bitch? It's like a Walmart?
Canadian Tire?
No, on the other side. Was it a Walmart?
Target.
Like when you walk
Zellers,
in?
No?
It was a Zellers.
Zellers and then a Target.
You walk through and then you turn right and the food court's there.
No.
But you're entering from that side of the mall where like,
that's
Canadian
Tire,
Ontario.
I think.
Nah, bro. It was like a
Sears?
Walmart or like, it may have been like a Z. Maybe
a
Zellers.
What color was it?
I'm pretty sure it was like Zellers colors, like white and red.
Target.
I don't think it was a Target. It wasn't a Target. Yeah, it may have been a Target. But it switched over from something before it was a Target. Like, maybe. I don't know.
They be having them suit stores named like U Style and shit. You know where you're at the mall by the type of store.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Damn,
man.
Ray.
Fucking the spot.
Fucking spot.
The spot, man.
They used to have gear. I'm not going to lie about
that. TNL go crazy, man. TNL? The next level.
Holy fuck.
Look at this.
They abbreviated.
I'd be really thinking them shits is money laundering because I don't know who's buying that right now, man.
Yeah.
It's like, what? There's some stores in Bramley. I'm like, no way. There's
stuck
no way.
In like 2009 shit. Still doing good.
Bro, what? It's like, what is this? But it's there.
Do you guys have 6XL? Yes.
Oh my gosh. How many do you need? I will buy some white tees from there. I won't lie.
Bro, this nigga took a picture of his bourbon chicken
with it.
Took him with these
photo proof.
Nigga said, "Hey, get this, bro."
I respect it.
Yeah, I respect love, it. Man, I respect love.
It. It's 2024, and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you got to pay for, that's not gonna happen. Trust me. It adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I saw this joint on TikTok and it was like, you know, you got niggas at the baseball game selling hot dogs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they be yelling like, you know, get your hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. If you had to do that job, like, how would you tell niggas you selling glizzies? Like, what would you yell?
Me having to scream that would probably deter me from this job.
Okay, yeah, but like,
I gotta scream that shit.
Yeah,
same. Okay, if I had to.
Got that shit on me. Got that hot shit.
Yeah, and I'll probably put it in the air.
Fuck with me.
Hey, got the glizzies, man.
Frank's up. Honestly, I'm probably just gonna say, like, yo.
Just bring attention.
Just, hot dog.
Get your eyes.
Got him.
Yeah.
Y'all smell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
I told him my voice to crack like when I'm like yelling type
it
shit.
It probably will.
Yeah.
It probably will.
Yeah.
Especially like you really got to sell some hot dogs.
Yeah. But what is it? You think we have to like, they're looking at it like, bro, sell these wings?
Probably want to like, get it off their hands.
Yeah, it's probably, some type of maybe. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I always look at like jobs. There always gonna come a point where it's like, yo, it's probably better that I just do the job than not do the job. Just for the sake of like time passing, my mind just not being bored and shit. Yeah. So I feel like at some point you're gonna lock in on like selling some hot dogs. Like, yo, I might as well just do what I gotta do, you know? Yeah.
You like, know who had a cold glizzy? Wonderland.
Really?
They had the best footlongs when it was like
there
time
was a
to get
footlong. Hot dog?
You remember this hot dog? Yeah, and bro, sure, when you burped, you said, "Welcome to Wonderland." Welcome to Wonderland, bro.
You just tasted it. It's another chance to taste it again.
Yeah.
It was a treat.
Wow.
It was a goddamn treat, man. Yeah. I'm sad you never had that.
Never.
And it was right by the fucking.
You feel like it won't be the same?
Maybe.
I'll pull up.
I like Wonderland.
I love Wonderland.
I love a theme park. Yeah. Once I take my good break, six, seven, eight months, maybe a year break.
Yeah.
It's like a new place.
But that's where I'm at. I like Wonderland, but
say something, man.
I like Wonderland, but it's a place for the kids now.
You think so?
It's a place. I'd go there with my niece and tear that shit up.
Really?
And if I'm not with her, like, I'd go somewhere else.
Yo, so you feel like we can't touch Wonderland and have a ball?
If you said we want to tear this shit up and we got Fast Pass, we'll go tear it up. But we could, but I think I'd have, and no disrespect, I think I'd have more fun, like, with a kid
with
there.
With kids.
Like, because Ray's going to, I'm going to see what I was getting when I was a kid. Because we're going to have and say, yo, that shit was fun.
This nigga's so cute,
like,
man. Goddamn.
Come on, bro. That's why when we're when we're kids and we're going with our parents, I saw my dad come, like the kid of him coming out saying, like, bro, like, let's hit this shit. So I'd go, but like, Mind Buster would hurt me now. Like,
no, that actually does. Yeah, that actually really.
Bro, you just got a fucking brace for that shit, bro. Like, the words I'm not doing no more. more.
Bro, you're really just screaming in pain the whole time. Bro, every wooden roller coaster, that's enough, bro.
Yeah.
Take it down.
Yeah.
I don't even.
It's about that time, bro.
But I wonder why they don't take it down. I wonder if it costs too much money to take it down.
Because it's so good.
Because it's so good.
It's just so good. Like, it's
but
like,
you just said it's not good.
No, but it's that's what it go. It comes with it. Because even Red, when we went on Mindbuster, she said, bro, this shit hurts, but it's fun.
Really?
And it was like, because we knew as kids.
No, but when you're throwing around real meat, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, really, yeah. The weight of your body's on your lungs and shit. Every turn. Bro, you're just in pain, bro.
There's a point where you're going down, and then the rail switches here, and you're still going down.
Oh, shit.
So if you don't go with it, just like you know that fucking rock that fucking girls do in 2006?
Oh, that's...
Which one?
That one.
Which rock is this?
The rise of,
it's like bro, a TikTok that I can't really do it, but I know what you're talking about, man.
That's
it's
kind of
like
joke.
A mini rock, but it's not really like
you gotta
a mini
do it so you get the joke.
I don't know. It's like this.
06?
They were killing it. Like Twitty and them, whoever said lean with it, rock with it, snap with it.
Do it.
Cherish.
She was doing it in that song.
Yeah, they might be doing it in that song for sure.
Oh yeah.
Point is a shift seal. It just I would do a theme park in a different area that I never got that experience. So like I'd be more inclined to say Orlando would go tear that up. Yeah. Like
you putting all your trust in human engineering. Like every ride, just like, all right, let's go on this ride. Are you looking at the structure?
I'm looking.
The bolts?
I think I am, because I don't really got no reason not to. I got enough data of successfully riding rides.
Being safe. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at this point. So, I probably, until something happens.
Mm-hmm.
You see articles, though. That's a problem.
Yeah. I draw the line at the X. Like, I was never a person to ride rides at the X.
Financially, I draw the line at the X.
God.
You guys are taking the piss, man. Straight.
But, yo, the X used to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, the city just got too populated, whereas, like, the X is always packed.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember there's one year I went to X, I said, you know when you're somewhere and you're like, this is my last time. I can't do this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right.
This is the last time you'll ever see me.
Yeah.
Because I made my mental note when we were there last time. I said, okay, this is fucking swamped.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to be here no more.
I don't need to be here no more.
Word.
That was it. It was the last time I've been to the X.
That's real.
If there was a night that I could go that they said, like, 06 throwback, and you could always go up here from 06. Like,
you're going to be like,
no,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Ja Rule the Shanti video.
Yeah.
Happy B-Day to Ja Rule, man. He's 12.
Today?
Who?
Ja Rule.
Who's Ja? What, he's 12?
He's born on leap day.
How's it going, bro? That's a good
bro, one. I thought it was someone's dog named Ja Rule. Like, who got a dog named Ja Rule? Because I know a little Kim.
Yeah.
I know a dog named
Ja Rule.
Yeah,
sure. Ja Rule turned 12 the other day, man.
Damn, that's
shout
true,
out Ja.
Yeah.
I wonder if 50 used that ever in a rap song.
Right? Fuck.
You 7 years old, nigga.
You an infant.
And he would, too. That's a thing.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Is Irv Gotti good? Did he do anything bad ever?
I thought
he has like a very villainous name.
Yeah, no, I think honestly, I think he was one of the niggas that he was cutthroat, but I think he had morals, man. He had a heart. I don't think he ever like did niggas over crazy.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's gonna happen. Like going out for old boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think Irv good though.
You know who's not good? I don't even want to get into it. That's just, I don't even know. It's just trending on Twitter, bro.
D-Man.
Combs.
Man, I like Combs.
Yeah, bro.
Comb
my hair.
Yeah, talking like third person so we don't get caught in the algorithm.
No, please.
Man.
That's crazy, bro. You gotta wait for the facts.
You gotta wait for the facts.
That's how I live my life.
But you look at some shit stacking up sometimes, like, it looks pretty legit to me, bro. This checks out.
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely know R. Kelly in the slammer saying, just waiting for niggas to say, oh, your time gonna come. Yeah, I think it's singing to know.
For sure.
Because it's crazy. You don't even hear about R. Kelly no more. Like, and no updates or nothing.
I mean, he locked up, right?
He gone, yeah.
Yeah, he gone.
That's so it?
Like, I'm pretty sure he's done.
Yeah, pretty sure
right?
he's done. I don't think... I'd be surprised. But then again, I think Cosby came out, right? And I was pretty surprised at that.
Cosby came out?
Yeah.
What did he get? What was his
it was like sexual assault and stuff like that.
No, like what was his sentence?
it was like a bunch of charges related to that.
He beat her or he like served
No, I don't know what happened. I don't know if he served it or he got out. He was in there for a minute, so I think he like served some of it type shit. Mm. Did we talk All-Star Game?
No.
Y'all watch or no?
No. You did.
Yeah. I did.
Bullshit.
I did. I caught glimpses. I'm trying to remember what week. All these weekends been a blur, man.
Because I only bring it up because now, like, you know, it's like post-dad and there's vets talking about, like, you know, how, like, the competitiveness of it is not there no more.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, why that's, like, hurting the game and, like, niggas need to get back to that. And, like, you see Anthony Edwards. That's his name, right? Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, did that bullet.
It's like, yo, you a rookie, like, in the All-Star. You should be doing your hardest.
And playing with his left, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like...
joking around.
Yeah, you know? But I feel like they got to, like, probably incentivize it a bit more. Because you seen with the in-season tournament.
Yeah, niggas was playing real basketball.
Bro, they said 500? Okay, for sure. So I feel
like... oh, yeah.
I'm just getting so into
like,
it, bro.
You know, if that's the angle that they're going at, like, the players are like, look.
Yeah.
We already do so much for the league, and... they're not giving us extra to do this, and I understand it.
Yeah,
but
I feel them.
Yeah.
And they're definitely getting paid extra for them.
Yeah.
Them tickets aren't cheap. And
yeah. Right.
There is incentives. Like, there's clauses in their, like, contract. If they make All-Star, they get more and bonuses and stuff like that. But maybe it's not that much.
A little 30 tickets.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's also because, like, they're about to go into, like, playoff time.
No, they're not. January?
Isn't it February?
All-Star is February, middle of February, but playoffs is like April.
Yeah, but February, April, like, it's time to get serious. So a lot of guys are like resting. A lot of guys are like, yo, I'm not going to play that crazy. Rest. Not like play that crazy and shit. They're here to have fun almost, where it's like, all right, let's get serious. In season tournament, they can go hard and then they still have months like January, February to recover. Like, and also, they're just getting a little bit older. Leagues, and I don't know if the league is older now these days or if it was older. I feel it was older back then.
Yeah, it was older. By then, I think it's younger now.
You know, because there's always younger cats coming in, but I think it's primarily younger cats now. So it's the younger cats that are just trying to shoot from half and say, I'll play with my left. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, fuck, I don't know.
They got because for me, like, I think the score was like 172 to like something else.
Yeah.
Ugh, bro, 186 to 211.
That's a lot.
Because niggas are not trying.
Yeah, they're just shooting.
They're just letting niggas do whatever they want to do. So,
yeah.
I would love to really see, like, a competitive basketball game. That's what I used to love about the All-Star game.
Yeah. Like, the East really wanted to win. The West really wanted to win. Now it's just fucking Team LeBron, like, Team Durant.
Well, it's West and East now.
For sure.
I saw it. Even like, I saw the team, and I'm like, yo, the West is, like, stacked. Like, the East going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And the East won.
Yeah.
Because they probably just weren't even trying.
It's a little bonus game.
Yeah.
A little weekend game.
Yeah. I feel like they make it work, man, and maybe they change it around to where you're saying, like, they're trying, or...
they got it. That was very missable TV. I love the NBA. Remember, I love the NBA, so it just hurts me to see, like, it's not a good product.
You know, I was a dunk off.
Bad.
Damn, bro.
Three-point, bad. Three-point probably was the best part of the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't really mess up shooting. Like, I'm always being impressed when they can shoot 30 in a row.
Yeah,
like,
hit 30 in a row,
but the skills challenge was weird. The dunk contest was weird.
The thing they did with Curry was cool, though.
That was cool, yeah.
That was straight.
That was fire.
Yeah. And the mix of WNBA, like, you know.
Fire.
That's cool.
The NBA needs to do more of that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark going to the WNBA next year, so, like, who knows, they work her. They got a worker, and she's just, like, she's too crazy of an athlete, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I think niggas just don't want to get hurt and they're lazy and there's no, like, trophy they're playing for. Like, in season tournament, they get guap. The youngest get paid. Coaches get paid. Dude was coaching Team LeBron. Was like fucking Charles Barkley or something like that.
Who coached?
It was like no. I'm lying. That was Shannon Sharp and that was for Kai's team.
Yeah.
That was a celebrity game. But even a celebrity game, bro. How's Chris Brown now hooping? He's too sick of hooping.
And he always there and shit?
Yeah, no, they took him out, actually, Cap. They removed him.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he's not playing no more.
He's too nice?
Yeah. And, no, I think some other shit,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he got mad. I can't remember. I seen something online. Like, they told him, yo, you can just pull up and watch. Mm-hmm. He's like, wait, what the fuck? But
he was suspended?
Yeah, like, get 2 Chainz in a celebrity game. Nah, he probably played before. Chainz had to play.
Also, you never know who they ask and they say no, right? Maybe they can't make it type of thing, but definitely, like, this year is, I don't know.
Where was it? Portland? No. Indiana.
Which is another thing. Everyone's saying it's so cold. And that was, you know, why I wasn't.
Bro, Toronto was the coldest ever.
Yeah. And it was the best
on that day. Yeah, for real. So,
debunk.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. But they didn't expect it to be that cold, so niggas was already there. And then they're just like, damn.
Out there in thin coats and shit.
Yeah. But then also you got to ask, like, is there more superstars now or back then? Like, you're pulling up every year to see Kobe, no matter what.
Is there more superstars back then than now?
Yeah. That just made the game more enjoyable?
I think there's about the same amount.
But there's no Kobe's.
Like you got to see him.
There's LeBron.
Like, this is legend.
You're seeing Kobe go against LeBron tonight. Like, now there's just LeBron, you know? Obviously, there's LeBron and Durant, but it's not that. You know, everyone's comparing Kobe and Bryant.
That's what you're saying.
I mean, Kobe and LeBron. So it's like, you wanted to go watch that. Then when Michael Jordan played his last, Kobe played his first, everyone's like,
yeah, like, who is LeBron's equal right now in the league?
Maybe Curry. And like, people are saying, oh, you want to see these two greats play.
But 1v1.
You don't really go.
Curry, I don't think Curry beats LeBron 1v1. No way.
If LeBron got the ball, maybe not. He's gonna body him, but yeah, Curry would beat him, bro.
But once LeBron get the ball, like, he probably not gonna lose it again. Like, just off the strength tip, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, I love Curry. Like, Curry's great, but it's you know, everybody got their strengths.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
When does he quit?
Who, LeBron?
LeBeezy.
It's tough, man, because he's been in the league for a long time, but like, his age is. It's pretty crazy still.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty impressive. It's really impressive.
He's late 30s, right?
39, 30.
Oh, he's 40.
Yeah, maybe. Because Vince retired when? Vince retired when he was like 40, 39. No?
Vince retired at 40. Yeah, I think he was 40, yeah.
And Vince 40 could flat? Still play, but he just said, all right, bro, I'm going to hurt myself. But
I can see him getting tired.
Yeah. I seen him play in Orlando, actually. He was playing that just like open run.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was cooking them niggas. But,
like, he was trying very hard.
Bro. Light jogs and shit?
Light jogs, bro, and just fucking taking off.
But he was like really trying to like put up buckets and shit. Mm-hmm. It was like kind of weird. Because other guys are like,
watch out, little nigga.
They weren't no who. It's kind of like some Boondock shit. Like,
Literally. And his jersey was long, too. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what the hell?
But that's Vince. I fuck with it regardless.
Now, if you're a longtime listener of the podcast, then you've probably heard me complain about my couch once, twice, maybe 1,000 times, honestly, because it was just that bad. Now, I moved from Toronto to Orlando. I moved in with my dog, Julian. Julian's family has been there since 2015. This couch has been there from 2015. Now, don't get me wrong. It was a nice couch. It was comfortable. But it's just, it was time, bruh. It was time, bruh. Now, we had a lot of things going on in Orlando, so I just kept pushing it off. I'll get a new couch soon. And the day presented itself when I found Cozy, and I said, you know what? We're getting a new couch now. Cozy was Canadian, so I'm already comfortable with that. You get me? Free returns. I'm comfortable with that. You get me? My first thing was like, damn, a Canadian company I'd love to support, but I'm in the U.S. Bruh, they ship to the U.S. I can get comfy with that. You get me? Now I have pets. My cat is older than my dog, and my cat has showed my dog cat ways. So I have a cat dog. And I don't let my dog on the couch, but there's some days where my dog just wants to follow his sister and jump on the couch and wait there. And I come home like, what are you doing? But no worries, Cozy has machine washable covers. I can get comfortable with that. Another reason why I was pushing off getting a new couch is because the couch we had was big and it had enough seats to fill maybe like, I won't lie, maybe 6 people. Cozy had the movie theater room couches where it's just a big U. Bruh, call me Usher, bruh. Put it in. Yo. I got the Cozy movie theater set up. It's not called that on the site. It's called the Cielo, all right? But it's shaped like a movie theater because you can fit a damn movie theater. And best believe I can get comfortable with like that. I watch a lot of movies, man. We have a lot of people come to the crib. And I was happy to rock out with Cozy. Get a big couch. The Super El Cielo, man. Sprawled out. Not for dogs. Only for humans. I can get comfortable with that. I just want to say, man, I'm Trevon Richards, and this ad read came straight from the heart. I didn't have to read off anything, man. Oh my God. Cozy, I adore y'all. Thank you. My movie nights are way better, man. Rock out with Cozy, man. I support Canadian brands. If you live in the States, you got no excuse because they ship to the States. And let me tell you something about the packaging, bruh. Boxes. I'm thinking like, all right, I'm not trying to have a whole movie theater shipped to my house. Bruh, cute boxes, man. Square boxes. Boom, 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 bop. That's it. I buy couches from other places, bruh, and I'm sweating. Ass crack is out, and I don't know what to do. Because I'm like, bruh, where is this washer piece, bruh? With Cozy, it's super easy. They should have named it Easy, bruh. That's how easy it was, bruh. Easy couches, bruh. Cozy, man, I love it, man. Free shipping, the shipping is neat. The shipping is small boxes, easy to throw away, easy to set up. Let me tell you something before I get out of here, man. I never dismantled a couch so fucking fast in my life. I got my old shit up out of there, and I got the new Cozy couch up in there. And best believe I can get comfortable with that. It's your boy.
You feel you play better in the old school small shorts?
Yeah. It's actually chopped, man. Yeah. Like, I wear large shorts to go play ball, but then I wear extra large shorts when I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. Large shorts, I'm just mobile, bro. Yeah,
they don't be in the way.
Bro, yeah. If I just played ball in my compression shorts, I'd be hard to
and
guard.
And Bron be doing that. Yeah, Bron be doing that in practice and shit.
Just compression shorts?
Yeah.
Bro, I was like playing ball with a fucking iguana. Not iguana. Yeah. A gecko.
Yeah.
What's the slimy one, bro? Slimy, fucking salamander.
Salamander.
Yeah, like a penguin.
Bro, I used to hate playing street ball with niggas. All right, no shirts.
Yeah.
Why you guys want to do that so quick, bro? Yeah, for sure. I played ball with this nigga at Ryerson when I was living here, and it was just like, I had my controlled runs where we met. Mm-hmm. Nice controlled runs. You know, we walk in, it's handshakes and shit, and then the other runs where just niggas keep walking in through different doors at Ryerson. So there's different ways to enter.
So when they walk in, what are they doing? They
throw their bag down and say I'm playing, but sometimes it's just niggas that are walking by.
Right.
So this wrong just got way too popular. Yeah. Cause the nigga had the gym key to open up. Okay. So it was like a low key run. So it started off like 10, then it was like 15, then it was like 20, then it was like 30.
Peep.
And it was getting way too packed to the point where we started using double gyms. Mm-hmm. And we had two runs going, two gyms.
No, operation got too big.
Yeah, nice. So it's like the real winners would stay over here. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the losers go over here. Mm-hmm. So now there's two courts.
I got the rackets.
Bruh, the nigga is hustling to get on the fucking winner's court. And he comes up, I'll get on the court for the first time. And he's sweating, he's just in compression shorts.
Okay.
I said, no way, bruh. You can't guard that.
Yeah, I don't want to touch you.
Bruh, just compression shorts and shoes?
Nah, I can't.
He won the game. I didn't. Bro, I can't guard. You're too slippery.
Bro, you're the slimiest player on the court.
That's a good way to say it. He cooked you, eh?
Nah, he was good too, but like if he had shorts on, I'd feel better comfortable. Mm-hmm. You're a garden nigga, but you're too slippery, and I don't like niggas sweat on me and shit. Like
I see you ringworm, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. For sure. Come on. I don't even like it when I'm wet and the nigga touching my back like saying good game. I'm like, you shouldn't have done that because I know your hands are wet and cold. Yeah.
And you be bringing like extra t-shirts and shit?
I try to do my part to switch out, bring my towels. Like, I know I'm a wet nigga, bro. Mm-hmm. But some guys just like, they're just not thinking about it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Not thinking about it, man. That was the only time I had to deal with it, though.
You ever slip on sweat?
Nah, no, surprisingly, you always slip on sweat on a ball court.
I don't really slip on the ball court.
Damn. Say that shit, damn, bro.
Remember when I don't actually
know.
You remember when I almost dropped you?
No, I don't.
In my slides?
Please stop.
I doubt I see. You don't remember that?
Oh, brother.
You don't remember that?
I don't. Enlighten me. Please remind me.
Nah, I just remember kind of taking a rock going this way.
Okay.
Was it not you that slipped? Who did I almost drop in slides at Dallas? I mean, it's so serious. Didn't the floor was dusty.
You did something to him
in
slides.
I beat you in Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened there too.
Yeah.
But
so are we talking about the same?
I think I almost dropped you.
Huh? Was you slipping?
But we didn't really play. Like, that was the only day we really played 1v1 there. After that, we just played like that shooting game, the stacking shooting game.
7-up.
Yeah,
7-up. Yeah.
I don't know. Might have been another dark skin brother.
All right, man.
Maybe Dash or something.
Wait, no.
No, bro, you can't play ball with niggas who are too fast.
Yeah.
He's like the Tasmanian. Like, yeah, he runs track, bro. Yeah, the Tasmanian devil on the court.
I want to guard you, bro.
Because this is the thing, right? Like, there's a chance you can get hurt playing basketball all the time.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. But when you play with certain people, you feel like more comfortable. That's not gonna happen. When you play with them hyper niggas, I feel like I see it coming.
Yeah.
And I'm not willing to do that for this. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking about my life after this game.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so yeah, bro. I feel that. You can't do that.
Yeah, right.
And you can't just be. You can't play with a nigga that's gonna take every charge. Like he down to die for everything. No, bro.
I never played ball with niggas that took charges.
Yeah, no.
I never called a charge. I just get out the
I
way.
I really don't even call fouls unless it's like really crazy. Like, we was playing organized basketball. That's a little different, man. It was definitely a little different. But I mean, like on a run, like at LA Fitness, I'm not gonna call it foul. LA Fitness.
Yeah, it's rare. It's rare. Man.
You respecting the shirt grabbers?
Nah, bro. No. Just grab my shit, dog.
None of that.
Especially when I take off, man. If I'm in the air, leave me. Let me land.
But I'll say, I feel like my problem as a basketball player is I need a little bit more contact in my game. Like, I need to, like...
Grab a shirt.
Not even grab a shirt, but just even, like put a body in niggas, like, that type of shit. Like, I don't do that.
Put a body in niggas?
Like a shoulder. You know what I'm talking about? Like a shoulder, shit. Like, I need to do more of that. Because I feel like there's a lot of ways you can create shots like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like I play very contactless basketball, like...
COVID ball.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's you get beat. You get beat sometimes playing like that.
Because
they know you're about to move.
Yeah, they know you're not finna like really take it there, right?
So, just come in like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they trip you and shit. And then say you were traveling.
Or they land under like where you're shooting at. I just hate playing messy ball, man. Because I'm like, I gotta go home after this.
It's not worth it, bro.
I gotta go home, bro. Especially, I already have plans to eat.
Yeah.
It's worse eating with a swollen fucking ankle, bro.
Yeah.
Gotta go limp in the shower. When you're limping in the shower, it's like you've done something wrong. Like, you know? It shouldn't come to that point, man. Especially when your ankle's fat. Yeah. That's the most disgusting thing, man.
With the next month of filming, are you gonna be hooping or are you gonna be filming these times?
Why are you asking? Cause I don't get hurt.
No, because we should hoop together.
Oh, yeah. I was afraid to get hurt, but yeah, I think I'm still
that too,
hoop.
Though. I was thinking that on the way here, actually. I was like, yeah, you're probably not going to.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't risk it.
Insurance was asking you.
They're asking?
Yeah. How many times you play basketball?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I just hate when people ask. I'm like, now you put it in the air, bro.
No, I wasn't thinking, like, when I asked right now, I was just thinking, like, could we should hoop together? Cause,
yeah, I'd hoop. I'm just not hooping at that Asian run, bro.
Nothing to do with race, man.
There are some niggas that just they do some crazy things. And I'm like, dog, come on, I could have hurt there.
They don't anymore.
Like I've never seen some basketball
here. Bro, he kicked the ball in Julian's face. I said, what are we doing here?
Because so the run.
These are boys.
No, who's original boys? They're not my boys.
His boys.
Well, who's most boys?
His boys.
My brother.
Okay.
So your boys.
Okay, so I used to work with I used to work at this car detailing place, right? A lot of Asians are in that field, so I worked around a lot of Asians, man. Right? So they just invited like we hoop, you know, on Friday, come through. So that's how I got introduced to the hoop to the shit. When I got there, I found out it's like a church thing. So they want you to come in, play ball, so they can preach the word to you, right? So anybody's coming. So that's what it was for a couple years. Like anybody was coming, whatever. Then niggas fall off, whatever. Now it's like a core group of people that pretty much show up every week, and they're not messy.
But even that one guy that's there, like the last time I came with you,
I know what you're talking about. He's not there. He's really not there every week. He's there maybe like once every like 3-4 months. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't know. Man. Something about this nigga, like.
But to this day, I'll bang out with him.
Still. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like he's just something about him that clicks. Like where it's like one second he's your friend, the other second he like hates you. It's like don't even dap me up after the game. I'm like,
yeah, tight shit.
Like it's just the weirdest thing. But he'll do shit to like literally hurt you. Where it's like, bro, I'm not coming here. Like, I only play where I'm like, all right, these are all my friends. You guys don't want to hurt me.
But I would say, like, just the competitive level of your run versus my run, I feel like you'll get hurt.
Yeah, because it's so
I've
slow.
Seen, bro,
they're
I've,
more, they're
I've
more.
Seen the ambulance come to that run. Yeah. Be honest.
The Asian run.
To his run.
Oh, to your run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we're competitive for sure. What day you see them at the ambulance pull up?
When,
you were there
was it
that
Charlie
day?
Or was it Don?
It was the same
up,
one.
He
Jamal.
Fucked up his shit, man.
Yeah, you were there that
I
day?
I was there, yeah. saw that. Like,
that's an experience run too.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you kind of have to like.
That's why you gotta pray in between.
Take a little break, bro.
When I seen that nigga fucking leg go the other way,
bro, I dropped the rock that day. Yeah, like, bro, that's my last time rocking.
We all went home for real,
yeah,
but
that was
like
it. That was the end.
Bro, you just in that moment you grab your ankles and you're just so thankful just for life, God, bro. Yeah, you're just sure. Dog. Yo, I never want to see my fucking anything on my body face another way.
Yeah, no.
Please, man.
I had one wish.
That Cleveland Cavaliers game. Was it Gordon Hayward? I think it was Gordon Hayward. That was literally this. You see niggas like just.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how everyone was in that gym that day. Like, yo, bro.
I can't believe what I saw.
I can't even believe that, though. That's crazy.
You love sports, man, but you hate that side.
And that's the side of it.
When they started making the meme of that one guy, you know who I'm talking about. With the Lion King and the bone.
Man,
the you know which one? The college kid? Oh, that one was bad,
I think,
bro.
I do know that one.
It was graphic.
Yeah.
His leg just came
terrible,
off.
It was terrible.
The leg just came off.
Anyways, move on. I hope everyone can play a ball and stay, you know, healthy.
Just breathe.
Bro, if a nigga gets a shot
breathe, man.
If a nigga gets a shot up over me, I'm letting him take the shot. You got it, bro.
Yeah.
Got it, bro. That Julian was got concussion. He did get a concussion off that.
You know what I blame, man? I blame the Last Dance documentary, man. Why? Michael Jordan.
That's
man.
When ball injuries went up.
Because that's when niggas started just getting corny with the competition and the competitive level of it. You know how Michael Jordan was. Yeah, oh, it's personal now. You know, I feel like that's when shit got corny.
Yeah.
Everybody in the league got corny, you know, just talking like, oh, you know, job not finished.
Job not finished.
Yeah, you know, RP Kobe. But I feel like that documentary just made everything get just like a little cringy.
Everybody thought that was Mike, right? Everyone would still be Mike.
That nigga was
like
cold,
a script.
Though.
It's like a script now, you know?
Yeah. You can't help it, though. It's a good doc.
It is a great doc, for sure.
That nigga was cold.
We gonna jump into Discord or?
Shit, man. Let's see what we're working with, man. Yeah, we're locked in with Cherry Blossom.
Hey, Random Order. It's Jaden from Vancouver.
Slice.
I asked this girl out, and she basically kind of ignored me when I was talking to her. And then I asked her out the other day, and she said she was busy.
Uh-uh.
And she actually was busy. She was away on the island.
You checked.
And so I don't know if I should keep asking or what's the limit. Or if you could send me some ideas on what you think.
Three times max, man. Yeah, you got three asks.
Yeah. You asked, bro.
Then now it's her turn.
But he did two, right?
He did two so far, so maybe he has one more ask.
Yeah.
But you ask if you're busy three times and you don't get your yes.
Yeah, I say yeah. You could definitely hit her up.
Three max, though.
You know?
Now it's on her to ask if you're busy.
Yeah. And if she give you another... I mean, this is the thing. Sometimes, like, a no don't always come out like a no. You feel what I'm saying? You got to look between the lines. So I feel like, bro, if she say she busy again and... you make time for shit that you really want to do. You know what
but
I'm saying?
No, you don't, because it's also how you take it. She's
you could
on the
be
island.
Busy. But I'm saying she back
no,
from the island.
No, now you got to wait for her to not be busy.
So I'm assuming he's going to ask when she's back from the island. That's why.
You get one more ass, though.
Yeah.
You probably get one more ass out of me.
I would say one more, yeah.
Nah, because I just keep saying,
four times?
Yeah.
Bruh.
What you trying to do?
Excuse me?
I don't want identical messages.
Yeah, you crazy.
Look how many times
you crazy.
Well, how cool is he with her? I don't know. We don't know.
It don't even matter.
Well, it should be cool enough that she'd be like, all right, I'm back.
Yeah,
you gotta understand. Even if it's a girl that fuck with you and she really busy, when she come back from the island, she gonna hit you up. Hey, I'm back from the island. I'm free now to do X, Y, and Z.
Probably.
Respect.
That's what someone that wants to date you and see you is gonna do, bro.
I respect it.
Yeah.
But it don't sound that way. Based on what he's saying.
Why?
Because she dubbed him and went to the islands?
She dubbed him because she had to go to the island.
Oh, so then he good. But I feel like he's sending the message in a
sad way.
Like, y'all, help
bro, I asked twice.
I don't know if it was really twice, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But if it was really twice, I feel like no, it doesn't mean nothing.
I guess you said the first time she might not have heard him type shit. That's what
you said.
You busy? Oh, sorry, huh?
No. Nah, it's cool. Chill. Yeah. Because how are you asking? You know what I mean? If it's a straight up, yo, are you busy? Do you want to hang? And you get like a weird response, then you know. Okay. Then you got to know. You got to read.
Well, I mean, we got to make that assumption. Like, we're not going to
Yeah.
Unless you want to double back with bro, send another voice though.
Holler
you
know back what I'm at us.
Okay.
Let me know. Okay. Let me know when she's back and put me on a call with all y'all. And let me just put me on mute.
Cause about to e-date you, bro.
Yeah.
And what island?
What island did she go to? Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to know.
Shit, man. Let's do one more, man. We got pocket full of rupees.
Slit.
With nice. A 45 seconder.
What the fuck?
111. What's going on, y'all? Big yeah. Eagle out here.
Amen.
Love from Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Now I have a bit of a curveball for you.
That's what's
for
up.
Y'all. Yeah. It's a little weird, but would you rather have your whole body, like nude posted on Twitter, like full blown nude, or would you rather have your lung collapse, but you survive? Now, if you never had your lung collapse, it's it's probably the worst pain ever you can imagine. But yeah, you gotta pick one, man. You gotta pick
bro,
one.
What the
big
fuck,
love.
What
big
the fuck, rupees, bro?
And then the nigga said big love.
Big love.
Hey, big love. Go ahead and pick one of them, but hey, love.
So nigga said, would you rather have your body posted fully nude online or have your lung collapse?
Have your lung collapse. This is a tough one, man. I'm not gonna lie. Because part of me, I kind of feel like the human body, we all got bodies. You know, I kind of feel like that.
You take it to a science level.
You don't take it to a science level. Like, it really shouldn't be an issue. For anybody to see anybody's shit, but at the same time, everything is linked to, like, you know, your pride and your name and shit like that. So
aren't you the naked nigga?
Right? You know what I'm saying? But I feel like a lung collapsing is tough. But you said we survive. I think I'll take, knowing I'm going to survive, I think I'll take the lung collapse because I think, like, a nude leaking online could live a lot longer than my lung collapsing and me recovering from it.
Yeah, for real.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm going to take the lung collapse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the lung
collapse. I ain't even
answering that shit, bro. Bro, I told you niggas, I don't like that. I don't like that. Would you this or that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
It just doesn't make sense, bro.
My lung good.
I don't want my lung collapsing. I don't want to post a naked
But that's the point
online.
Of a would you rather, bro.
But who am I doing this for?
All right, I'll say what's worse, bro.
You doing it for rupees.
Rupees at home. Hey, I think it's funny, bro. Big love for real, bro. Yeah.
Bro, at least with, you know what I mean? With a nude and shit, you could be like, why y'all being weird, bro? What, you saw that shit? Yeah, like, you know, what? You weirding me out, bro.
Yeah.
You look?
Yeah. Oh, you
looked at my shit, bro?
You crazy, bro.
Like, yo,
yeah.
Man.
I can flip that easily, yeah. Oh, you?
That's true, and the shorties might fuck with it.
It's too invasive, bro.
I feel that.
My mom uses online apps.
I like that. Just, that was very awesome.
You know what I'm saying, bro? My family. Yeah.
But they ain't seen you naked, though.
Nigga, there's retweets.
he said they don't see
there's
you.
Quote tweets.
But I'm saying they've seen you naked, though.
No.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, but.
Yeah, I was like a baby and shit.
Yeah, no. And I have a stepmom, too.
But do you feel like it'll be different? Them seeing you, like, they would look at you differently naked now than they did.
Depend on the context. What's a picture?
Well, I'm assuming the context is just like fucking, what's that fucking shit with the Vitruvian Man? I'm assuming your shit leaked like this.
You just light up.
You just
flying squirrel action.
Yeah, so I feel like it's not like you like bricked up and shit, you know?
Yeah. If I leaked on some, like, I'll be okay. Well, not for real, but like, if someone hacked my computer and like accessed my webcam and niggas just caught me slipping like that, I'd be like, yo.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Kick a man while he down, why don't you? I'd be ashamed on y'all. But if it's like some shit that I drop, yeah, it's not good.
So you still ain't, man. You still ain't even pick one.
I told you I ain't answering that shit.
I respect it, brother. I respect it.
One love.
Yeah.
What about really like good? Would you rather?
Yeah, bro, would you rather get $1 million
or $2 million? Which one, bro?
Yeah, man. Fuck all this fucking. Yeah, why you want to see me down bad, bro? Both situations, you know.
Nah, it's always that type of guy that just come with a fucked up. Would you rather?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah,
so
let think it is.
Would you rather?
No, hear me out. Hear me out.
Have your neck back
for a day, or. And the next one is like not even well thought out. Like,
you gotta smash a fish.
Which one, bro?
Those don't even link, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, a lung collapse or a new.
Or a new I feel like it's, yeah, they're not even. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm doing some shit like if I gotta do a good would you rather, I'm doing like would you rather do Amazing Race or fucking Price is Right.
Right.
Not even American Warrior. There we go. That one makes more sense.
Not Surviving.
And I'm gonna say American Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing Race is just all taxis and shit.
Yeah,
you just gotta take a car. Take me there. Time,
bro. Is it?
Scavenger hunts and shit.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
I might
it's
sure.
a race, right? I mean, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sign off in the comments. Let us know.
Yeah, they always be telling me I'm wrong here, bro. So, yeah.
Yeah. I hate I just said sound off in the comments. I hated that. I'm so mad at myself for that.
I'm like, I'll let you rock with
crazy.
It, man.
Nah, but it honestly makes sense. When we were going to Florida, Julian's dad said, "Y'all boys, let me know when you're out there. Sound off." And he meant shoot guns in the air. So
okay.
I felt like that was cool. So
all right, I appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you good.
I appreciate that. It's like, I just feel like you get on YouTube and start picking up language and
language.
Yeah, the
lingo,
shit.
YouTube language.
I'm trying to stay about that, man, please.
Yeah, no.
Try to stay me. Yeah.
Sound off is good, man.
Smash that fucking like button.
Yeah, fucking bash that shit.
You know what it is, man.
Yeah.
What a wholesome Friday.
Listen, man,
we're getting up out of here, man. My back's sweaty.
There it is.
Until next week, man.
Yeah.
We locked in.
We know when you made the out. You know we like when you made the algorithm go boop, boop.
Beep, boop.
Hit the buttons, man. Jump in the yamens. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
5-star reviews, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, man. Let the people know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Seatbelts on, everybody. Everybody on wheels. Yeah.
No.
You want to leave them with something wholesome?
Me? Look, man.
Y'all better come up here and get one of these.
Fuck. Hold on. I had so many good quotes in my head earlier.
Did that work?
Appreciate y'all, man. Damn, I blanked. Damn, what take off saying that one song, bro?
Mama. Pop a perk and get attached.
No, I had another one. That was Motorsport. I did that one on here already. Mm-hmm. It's all right, man. We'll leave it at that, man. Then nigga Kirk O'Bangs really said, I got that drink in my cup, man, for real. And that shit was hot.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.